22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, this afternoon to the first hour, the views of Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about Israel, what's going on in Israel. And you know, if you stop and think about it, I mean, Israel's just a little tiny country there on the east coast of the Mediterranean, and Jerusalem's simply a city that's been around, but there have been a lot of cities around a long time. Certainly, Damascus has been around for a long time, Cairo, and many of the other cities over there, but it's so much of what's going on in the world today seems to revolve around what's going on in Israel and the surrounding countries. And Israel, in many respects, is sort of the center of so much of the conflict that's going on over there. Why is that? I mean, there are 5 or 6 million Jews that live in Israel. Why should Israel have such a profound influence on world events? Well, we'll ask the question, let you start and perhaps try to figure that out on your own. Right now, Barry, bring us up to date with what's going on over there.
Well, did you receive my latest article?
Well, which one? Well, I've got a couple of articles from you. Which is the latest one?
Hello, Mother, Hello, Father.
Yes,
here
yes,
I am
I got
at
that.
Camp Auschwitz.
I did get that.
All right. Now, I wrote that. I'm getting a lot of reaction. By the way, you have to excuse me today. I have a terrible cold. So you're going to excuse me, right?
We certainly will.
Thank you.
And so will all the audience.
We'll talk about that article, which is getting, really very good reaction. But I got an email yesterday from Israel from my friend Chaya, who was just in Florida not even a month ago, and we spoke for a long time. We were close. And I wrote in that article about Avraham Burg. Now, I'm going to update you, and I'm sure your listeners don't know who Avraham Burg is, and they're very lucky. Let me tell you, if you don't know who Avraham Burg is, you have one more victory in your life over the average Israeli.
Go right ahead.
Avraham Burg was head of the Jewish Agency in the early 1990s, and he changed the rules to allow some 400,000, this is out of a population of 5.5 million Jews in Israel, 400,000 Gentiles came into Israel from the former Soviet Union. These people would never have gotten visas ever. They weren't Jewish. They didn't even have ties to Judaism. They just saw a way out of the Russian economic morass, and a country where, well, many of them just went to the States ultimately from Israel, but many thought they would still be better off in Israel. And these children, their children are now, 10 years, 14 years older, and now many, many of them are Nazis. And what I wrote, again, is the truth. I never write a lie. I would feel guilty if I wrote a lie. I wrote that Israel in the last month is the world's leading nation for Nazi atrocities. Hands down, the most Nazi incidents of any nation in the world, and there are lots of Nazi incidents right now, including in Germany, of course, but Israel is number one. Israel has more swastikas, Dobbed on more synagogues and more Torah scrolls ruined, and you have harassment of people, you have the beating of people. Israel is a leading country worldwide at this moment for neo-Nazism. And now, in case you didn't understand,
we're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to have to hold the thought, Barry, because we're going to go to a break, and when we get back, we'll explore this more. Why is it happening?
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry is just talking about the rising wave of anti-Semitism in Israel. Now, that doesn't make sense, but then so many things that are going on doesn't make sense. Why would anybody give visas to 400,000 people coming from the Soviet Union to Israel who weren't Jewish? Unless, of course, you wanted to do exactly what they're doing in America, where you could have a different disparate groups that you could play one against the other, and you could create chaos and then use that to justify imposing ever more controls over the lives of the people. But you go right ahead, Barry.
Well, it's a little different than America. America is bringing in a lot of Catholics, and they're trying to upset the voting balance. And if you really want to trace a lot of illegals from Mexico, you can go back to the Vatican and you can find out this actual policy. Well, maybe it is the same in a way in Israel. You bring in Nazis, you're going to upset every balance in the book in that country by doing a thing like that. So maybe there is a similarity there. I'll think about that. But let's go to the real fact. Abraham Berg arranged this. He was head of the Jewish agency, which is responsible for immigration to Israel. Now, I spoke about his father many times. His father was Joseph Burg. He was the interior minister in Israel in the early 1950s, late 1940s, the whole period, actually, all the way to the 80s. He was in the Israeli government. And he was responsible, and directly responsible, along with Shimon Mad Dog Peres, for the radiation and kidnapping of about 115,000 Sephardic children. Now, I gave an address in this email I sent out for the book, The Radiation Children. It's no longer on the Internet. The address I gave a few months ago, if you didn't tune in, you can't watch it anymore. You have to actually go and buy it, and there's a trailer. And you will see that this is little fantasy of mine. And, in fact, the Israeli magazine Mishpacha, meaning family, have just done a three-part series on the torture of the Sephardim, where many of my worst claims, including blaming Shimon Peres, is now in print in Israel, widespread. But what hit Yossi Burg was the interior minister, and he was directly responsible for this absolute, the Sephardim call it our Holocaust. That's the actual word they use for what was done to them in Israel in the early 1950s, where an entire generation of Sephardi youth were blasted with, I'm going to give you a figure, it seems fantastic, but this is the claim, 35,000 times the accepted dose of X-rays through their brains when they were little children. And this, in fact, was Avraham Burg's father's somehow little pet project. So I don't know what kind of a household he grew up in, but you can be darn sure this was not a Jew. No Jew would torture other Jews. It's not in the mentality of a Jew to torture other Jews. It's not the mentality of a Jew to hurt other Jews. I mean, no more than it's the mentality of any nation to attack people of their own nation. It goes against human nature. You can only do that if you view the Jews, or any nation, by the way, as your enemy somehow. Something to be despised. Now, this is something I have explained. I have talked about this, the Sabbateans or the Frankists. I have explained that they view themselves as the enemy of the Jews. They view the Torah as wrong. They wanted to start Israel not as a Jewish state, but as a new Jewish state, a Sabbatean state. And this is not new to people who know my writing. If you don't, well, that's what I've been writing. Now, I get an email from my friend Chaya. We're back to Chaya. Chaya is watching TV last night. And Avraham Burg appears on TV along with a convicted criminal named Ari Derry, who was also once interior minister. So I guess having him and Burg on the show has something in common. But then we discover something that Ari Derry was shocked to hear. Avraham Burg, and I must remind you, he just wrote a book saying that all Israelis must get foreign passports and stop being Jews. Okay? He actually wrote that book. And everyone thought that he was just trying to be very controversial. I said it's something much, much more. It sounds downright Sabbatean. Well, Avraham Burg goes on TV, and you may not find this incredibly scandalous, but every Israeli watching that show did, and Ari Derry did. Avraham Burg says that from now on, he is a Protestant Jew. Now, this was the head of the Jewish Agency and a former member of the Israeli Knesset is saying that he is a Yehudi Protestanti, that he is a Protestant Jew. Now, just so you understand, that is not good news. If you think it's good news, it's not good news. Number one, Jews don't convert as a rule. Israelis don't convert ever. If you do, especially at his age, I mean, the man's in his 50s. You don't just convert in your 50s. there's something amiss here, and I want to remind you that if you think that he is an actual Protestant, you're wrong. He is a Sabbatean. What you've got is someone doing exactly what Sabbateans are trained to do. You pretend you belong to another religion. Usually it's been Catholic or Muslim. But I guess, what the heck, Protestant too, if he wants to be that. And then you practice your Sabbateanism on weekends, and you tell the whole world that you've converted. Avraham Burg did this. He did it publicly. It was a shock on TV. Chaya wrote me that night and says he changed his name from Avraham to Avrum. Now, if you know your Bible, Abraham was born Avram. And later in the Bible, he changed his name to Avraham, father of our people. But he was born when he was a Gentile. He was Avram. Well, now Avraham Burg wants to be known as Avraham Burg, meaning Gentile. Now, what this says to anyone who knows my work is this is a Sabbatean coming out loud and clear. That's what he is. But remember, he was the man responsible for bringing the wave of Gentiles to Israel, which has now exploded in Nazism throughout the country. As Israel goes down and the stories come out, they all fit into what I have been writing about who Israel's internal enemies are. And Burg was one who brought in the Nazis. Burg is now a Protestant. That means he's a Sabbatean. And this is a leader of Israel, former member of the Knesset, and head of the Jewish agency. Israel is going through right now, the people don't even understand. They're going through a huge Sabbatean takeover, and they don't understand how bad it really is. Now, let's talk one, just briefly, and I wrote about this, and I hope you read the article, that after the Nazi attack of about a month ago in Petah Tikva, where a Nazi gang was arrested, and the videotapes that they have been doing, beating up innocent people were shown on TV. Not a week later, the Israeli government cut off more than half the funds to the only organization trying to get these Gentiles from the Soviet Union in their youth to stop heading in the direction of Nazism. The Israeli government cut off their funds. Why does the Israeli government want to promote Nazism? And people, that is not a made-up story. That is a real story. And as I said, I'd like to know why I'm the only person following Israel's downfall. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. Dr. Stein, have you ever heard anyone else reporting the background to the phenomenon of the Nazism in Israel?
No, I haven't, Barry. That's why I thought it was so fascinating when I read it.
I mean, isn't it unbelievable that there aren't masses of people blaming Burg and asking what on earth he thought he was doing when he brought these people in? And no one's doing it. No one is actually examining Israel.
Well, there are so many things that go on that we never hear about unless we have people like you who are out there on the front lines warning and sounding the alarm. Certainly, most people have never heard of the 400,000 non-Jews being brought into Israel, much less Abraham Burg.
Well, Abraham Burg, just so you know, welcome aboard. He's now a Protestant, but believe me, you don't want him in your camp.
We really don't want him there. You can have him back again. No, I don't think that he really wants to be either a Jew or a Protestant. Obviously, he is one of those people who comes from some other dimension or is working with things from the other dimension.
I repeat again, he grew up in a household where his father was sending Sephardic children to be radiated. What kind of a household is that to grow up in?
So that is really one of the most incredible stories. The story, there are two stories, one the Sephardic children and the other the Yemeni children. And certainly you can get that information from Barry's website or even Google it in on the Internet, and you'll find two of the most incredible stories you've ever read. And, of course, both of them we can credit at least in part to our guest today, Barry Shamish. But actually to take these Sephardic children and shave their heads, and they're little kids, and now you're going to radiate them for ringworm and get them 35,000 times the accepted dose of radiation, knowing full well you're going to destroy brain cells. And, well, we can talk more about that or whatever Barry wants to when we get back here in just a moment.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
To get your advice, but I want to mention that the Rabin assassination anniversary is coming up very shortly, 3 weeks. I will be in New York. If anyone, by the way, wants to come and see me, email me at chamish at netvision.net.il, chamish is C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, one long word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T.il, and I'll meet with you. I'm going to be there on the weekend of November 3rd, and I'm going to try and get a couple more bookings before then. I'll be delighted to meet with you. Next, for years I've been saying that I have convinced a great many Israelis that Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy, and every year just before the anniversary in 3 weeks, well, it's been a few years now. Some newspaper, the last time was Yediot Ahronot, asked the public the basic question, do you believe that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy? Which implies, of course, if anyone knows my work again, that the leader of the conspiracy was Shimon Fui Yach Peres, the president of Israel. Carmen Gilon, head of our version of the FBI called the Shabak, and the actual murderer himself, Yoram Rubin, who was Rabin's bodyguard that night. Ma'ariv, Israel's second largest newspaper, conducted the poll 2 days ago, just as I was catching this horrible cold, and I had to write it up. It killed me, but I wrote it up because with a plus-minus margin of error of 4.4%, the religious community of Israel, 46% of them believe Rabin was murdered in that conspiracy. 46% of them. Now, I couldn't wait to boast that I'd actually had a victory. I mean, really, no one else, well, put his life on the line and suffered such personal losses to get this truth out. And folks of religious Israel, the general population was only about a third, but that's okay. If you have the, half the religious community now accept that it was a conspiracy, and they're about the only smart people left in Israel right now, I think we've done a victory. And I included an article that reported Marie's findings, and they didn't include my name. Last night there was about 41 letters to this in the comments. It was on Israel National News. About 41 letters reminded everyone that it was my work that made this figure feasible. Without me, such a belief wouldn't exist in Israel. So just so you understand, people, yes, the Israeli people, especially religious, but pretty well all of them, know that Rabin was knocked off, not by Yigal Amir. He was knocked off in a coup led by his own party, led by Shimon Peres, and now the figures are in.
Well, I think that you are to be congratulated for taking, having the tenacity just to hang in there, knowing you are right, but eventually swinging the majority of the Israeli people, or almost a majority, around your position. So.
Well, there you go. Not everyone can say that. So I like to pat myself on the back when, on those rare occasions when I actually have results from my work. And yes, this week I had results from my work. And as congested as I am right now, it felt very, very good to see those numbers, I got to tell you. That was an awful lot of justification for what I've been doing these years. And there you go, people. With a 4.4% margin of error, 46% of Israel's religious population, which means, of course, that it could be over 50% with that margin, believe that Rabin was knocked off in a conspiracy led by our horrible president, Shimon Peres. There, you have the figures now.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm glad that they're aware of that. I just wish that they were motivated to believe all the other things. Your story of the Yemeni children from Yemen, the Sephardic children, they might begin to get the real glimpse of the fact that there really is some very powerful and, I believe, organized evil forces working at the highest echelons of the Israeli government. And who knows, maybe they might even have the courage to try to do something about it. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. But before we go on, I certainly want Barry to tell you how you can get in touch with him, how you can get his books, and how you, of course, get the information from his website. So let's get all the details out there, Barry.
Oh, thank you. My books, three-quarters of them are on lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a little box that says search. My name is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You'll get my books. My latest is Bye Bye Gaza, which I promote the hardest because I have no copies on my own. Only Lulu puts it out, and it's what we're talking about today. It really is just as contemporary as us talking on the phone. My website is the Barry Chambers website, but if you write BarryChambers.com, you'll get there. Well, if you want to order my DVDs, they're not on Lulu. I'll leave my cell number. My latest is The Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem. I have my lecture from Denver 2 hours, about a month and a half ago. And, of course, that very unusual UFO DVD, which people like. And my number is 904-501-7605. Once again, 904-501-7605. Now, I'm going to do something different today. Are you ready for something different?
Sure, you go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to your commercials, and you have a lot of health products. Now, my daughter just left. My daughter was here for 2 weeks, and it was a splendid visit. I can't tell you what a relief it was to be with my own flesh and blood. And she's a very attractive young lady right now, and a very charming one. And one day we were fishing by a lake in St. Augustine when a wheelchair darted past us. I mean, 15 miles an hour, darted past us. And I asked her, what was that? It wasn't a guy in a wheelchair. And she said, yeah, it looked like a wheelchair to me. And so we followed him, and he was with his wife. And what made that wheelchair go so fast is he had a sledge dog harnessed to it. And the dog was trained when to stop and start and turn left and turn right. I actually sat with them, me and my daughter. We went over their home because I had never seen anything like this. And I went into the internet and I just looked up dogs, wheelchairs. And I don't see anything like that. I know in Israel, where unfortunately we've had a lot of war and terrorism, they've got the latest wheelchair technology, though I never saw that. And I saw sledge dogs. The Newfoundland dog will pull a carriage, but no dog pulls a wheelchair. Now, the difference between what they sell on TV for $1,000 is the difference between a battery and a living animal. The batteries run out. And a dog goes a lot faster than a battery-powered wheelchair. And if the dog is properly trained, it's like a CI dog. You can't lose with it. So I got to know these people, and I befriended them. And I found out it takes them 6 weeks to train a dog. They trained several of them. The dogs love pulling the wheelchair. They're on to their fifth dog. They've developed a special harness that pulls the dog right, left, and tells it to stop. And they've got it down to a science. And I don't know, have you ever heard of this?
I never heard of it. It seems incredible, and yet it's a wonderful idea.
It's a brilliant idea. Now, I told them I would do what I could to promote their idea, that I would take their knowledge, and if anybody wanted it, I would give their knowledge. They want some sort of price, but it doesn't matter. For the time being, these people can train other trainers and can train other dogs, and it seems like the time has come to attach dogs to wheelchairs. Now, there's a lot of people in Florida who've been in Vietnam and now in Iraq, and there's a lot of people here who are crippled, and they're puffing away on wheelchairs, and they're severely restricted. This guy goes 15 miles an hour all over the city, and he's not restricted the least. If this idea appeals to anybody, and somebody knows what to do about it, and I'm including you, Dr. Stan, I'm not leaving this wide open. I think you might have the ability to do something with it. Phone me up, and I'll introduce you to the people, and maybe we can do something good for people. Certainly increase the mobility of people. Well, this guy was a Vietnam vet and had lost his leg. And everyone to their own story. There were people paralyzed and paraplegics and so forth that could really have a lot more fun out of life if they had a trained sledge dog moving their wheelchair wherever they wanted to go. So I'm going to leave my phone number again. If anyone thinks this is a good idea, and by the way, I think it's a great idea, the number is 501. Wait, let's start with the area code. Scratch that. 904 904-501-7605. And I'll repeat that, 904-501-7605. And there you go. It hasn't turned into a business, but I'll talk to anyone who wants to meet these people. Now let's get back to Israel. By the way, shouldn't every wheelchair be pulled by a dog?
Well, I never even stopped and thought about that. Somebody would like to use their arms, but I would think that for some people this could be a great advantage.
I don't think anyone wants to use their arms. I think they've been given one choice. You have to use your arms. Okay? You can keep both arms free and read while the dog pulls you. But neither here nor there, that's what happened to me in America, and I always like to... Well, I've got a kind of a natural curiosity for things that are off the beaten track. When I saw this thing, I knew there was something very special about it. And for once in my life, it's positive. There's no funny stuff about this. Israel is all funny stuff. I'm going to New York November 3rd. I'm going to see if I can't go to Annapolis, Maryland in November. I think it's about November 20th for the conference that President Bush is arranging to destroy Israel. And this is it. I've got the list of invitees. It also includes the G8, the Arab League. That's 24 Arab countries all coming by to make sure Israel is completely destroyed, pushed back to its 1949 armistice borders, and can no longer survive as a nation. I may try and see if there's a way to get a few people up there. Undoubtedly, we'll be blocked, and there'll be no media, and it'll be a waste of time, I suppose. But at least we can say we tried to save Israel.
Well, has Abbas agreed, the leader of the supposed leader of the Palestinians? He's not, because he lost the election. But is Abbas going to be there?
Well, he's threatening Israel. Right now, you decide on refugees in Jerusalem, and you say outright that East Jerusalem comes to us, and we can bring in all the Palestinian refugees we want to the West Bank, which that's it. There won't be enough room, there won't be enough water, there won't be anything. Israel won't have any sovereignty over its own nation, and believe it or not, he's demanding this stuff. Before 1992, he could have sucked on an egg before we would listen to demands from the Palestinians. Now he's demanding this, and Israel's caving in, and Israel has promised Mahmoud Abbas all of East Jerusalem. It's hedging a bit on the number of refugees, but it'll give up on all of them. Ehud Olmert is the perfect sucker, but it's worse than that. The Israeli right, led by the number two party in the Knesset, Israel, number three actually, the Labor Party has 18 seats, Yisrael Beiteinu has 13 seats. It is the leading right-wing opposition led by Avigdor Lieberman, which for years I've been telling you people is nothing but a Russian mafia crook. Even if he lives in Tekoa in the West Bank, the guy's got crime running through his veins. Well, he decides that Israel should give up its capital as well, and East Jerusalem should go to the Palestinians, and this is the opposition of Israel. And this is what I wrote in my latest article. There is no political opposition. It doesn't exist. The only answer is through a groundswell of human protest. But they have really fixed the Israeli people. They've really infiltrated all the religious and right-wing organizations that were opposed to the downfall of Israel. They're thoroughly infiltrated. The rabbis of Yesha are working for the government. The worst is Shlomo Aviner, who really cooked the goose of Gush Katif and returned the protest movement into an utterly impotent group of hippies, no less. I mean hippies who were kissing soldiers that were about to throw them out of their houses. They were dancing in front of them. They were told no Jewish soldier would ever throw you out of their houses. Just show them how nice you are. It's done. It's cooked. Everything is over with. There is no opposition. What I wrote yesterday is anyone who believes the political system or new elections will change anything doesn't understand how Israel has been thoroughly set up. And the two enemies, of course, are the Vatican and the Council of Foreign Relations, who are working hand in hand together. Condoleezza Rice is going back to Jerusalem. They have now arrested the one person, Nadia Matar of the Women in Green, who is prepared to demonstrate against Condoleezza Rice. She was brutally arrested. There's just no opposition in Israel, political, and there is no protest whatsoever. The people may as well stay home. Good news, if you watch baseball, the players are on tonight. Israel can disappear, and you've got good TV.
Well, Barry, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens at that November meeting, and certainly I think that will very well determine, at least temporarily, what's going to happen. But it doesn't really matter if the, you know, if the Israeli gives all of Jerusalem and accepts the return of the refugees, because there are many people within the Islamic community who will never rest until Israel has been destroyed.
Oh,
so you can sign all the treaties you want to.
For the Palestinians, anyone is doing anything. They want Israel gone. That's certainly the motivation of all this so-called peace talk.
So, you know, you can have all these conferences you want, and you can sign all the treaties, but why would anybody think that the Palestinians would abide by the treaties? I mean, you have to be incredibly foolish to believe that. I believe, of course, maybe this is just simply a prelude to the coming war, and this is my fear.
Well, no one high up believes that that they're preparing peace. They're not that stupid. There are a lot of people, by the way, from the left who have been so brainwashed that Israel's the bad guy and Israel's oppressing Palestinians that they believe that this is like a fair thing for Israel to do, to divide its capital and give up its heartland and all this, that as if they, well, the United States can divide Washington. You know, I mean, really, half of Washington goes to Mexico, and the other half stays in America, and then you just take out the American Southwest and give them a little land, and there'll be peace. It's the same mentality. But they expect Israel to actually abide by this. And, by the way, Israel is going to abide by this. This is the horrible tragedy, is the Israeli public, no matter what they think, they are now just so pacified that they will not fight for their own land or their own homes. This is what they did in the 1930s and 40s to pacify the Jews of Europe and keep them in ghettos and keep them from buying guns and defending themselves. It's the same story all over again.
Well, I think that we're coming down to a crisis here in the not-too-distant future. It's going to be very interesting to find out if there are people within the Israeli military whose loyalty is to Israel rather than, of course, to their job and those wicked, wicked people who are in positions of power today and, tragically, almost every major office in Israel today is held by a person I personally believe is a traitor to Israel.
Well, the military, you can forget it. I my two major meetings, one in Kochav Yair and one was in Ramat Gan with high-ranking Israeli officers who were planning a coup. You know, I was right there, and they said, don't spread it, don't write it. We need the information before we can carry out our coup. One was going to bring down Barak when Barak offered the same thing. All of East Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, they said they needed the information to bring him down. Now, by the way, when it didn't work, they said it would be within a week, 10 days, that they would be sending tanks into Jerusalem to take over the Knesset. And after a month, I said to heck with it. They didn't do it. And I wrote it up that there was a plan, and it involved retaking the Knesset and putting in their own leader and taking the TV station and asking for the Israeli public to come out and defend them before the army comes and blows them off the face of the earth. And the 200,000 people were going to gather around the Knesset to defend the new coup. They had this whole plan. And when I saw they didn't do it, I wrote it up. And then 8 months later, in Reuters, lo and behold, they announced exactly that there was almost a coup against Barak, and it failed. I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. Please call back in 10 minutes, okay? Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I answered the phone for 2 seconds. Now, so we talk about Mette Brotz. Do we have the time to talk about
Mette Brotz? We got about a minute and a half. Go right ahead.
Mette Brotz was bombed. Not bombed. It was hit by missiles. And it was hit hard by missiles, but it was not the Qassam. Now, this is an enormously important story, which once again, I've been looking at your media, by the way. I can't get a story on Israel anywhere on TV. I mean, that's gone. You have to deal with the Internet. There's just nothing on TV about Israel. But Mette Brotz, which is 11 kilometers from the Gaza Strip, was hit precisely by a Grad missile. A Grad missile is not a Qassam. A Qassam missile is just a firecracker. It's just a pipe filled with TNT. It flies in the air. They don't know where it's going to land. The Grad missile is a Katyusha, and it's not a rocket. The Qassam is a rocket. A rocket you shoot in the air. It doesn't have any navigation possibilities. You hope it lands somewhere good. A missile is aimed. It's a guided missile. And this was guided to Mette Brotz. Mette Brotz is 11 kilometers from Gaza Strip. Sderot, the city that's been abandoned, is only 1 kilometer. I hear music.
I'm afraid we're out of time, but I think for our listeners, I would point out that I very much fear that the rockets now that are going to be used against Israel are very sophisticated, very deadly, and Israel's in real trouble. Barry, God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so very much for being with us again here
on
Radio Liberty. Bye-bye.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at mercurywater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I always enjoy having Barry on. I hope you do as well. I think he's a very courageous fellow who's been on the front lines of this battle for a long time and certainly totally dedicated to trying to bring out the truth. Well, this is the time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that we are having an all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area, and it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing in speakers from outside, and we're going to be serving lunch. Doors are going to open at 7:30 in the morning, and we'll go to, maybe about 5:30 in the evening. I think you'll find it a fascinating time, and so we do hope that many of you will be able to come. You're going to have a reservation, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And this is a beautiful time of year to be in the Monterey Bay area. Ordinarily, the weather's cool and clear and ordinarily very, very nice. Well, then, of course, we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we're able to maintain what we have now, almost 60 different outlets every week. Of course, that's shortwave, that's satellite, that's internet, that's radio stations, but certainly there are a lot of radio stations that are going to hear the truth maybe only half an hour a week, but they're going to hear what Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the other establishment commentators will never allow on their program. So, and then, of course, we do hope that many of you, if you have not already made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, and there are difficult times that lie ahead, there's going to be food shortages, as you'll learn during this next hour, and certainly between that and the genetically modified crops and the blights and the various things that are striking the food industry. There's going to be shortages of food, and you better get some long-term storage food that you can keep on hand. And if you'd like to get a catalog, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But if you're one of the hundreds of people we've already sent the catalogs to and you haven't made any preparations, don't put it off. Whether you get it through us or get it through somebody else, why, make your preparations. And of course, we do carry the water filters and the water barrels and the water pumps and also have access to all the things that you do need. But the long-term food storage is so vitally important. And believe me, the prices are going to be going up. You're going to have difficulty getting these products before long, and those that you get may well be genetically modified. Do it now. Don't put it off, because, of course, who knows? Tomorrow could be too late. If you want to understand what's going to happen to us financially, why, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. The financial tsunami, you need to get the book, of course, A Creature from Jekyll Island. If you get the DVD or the video on the financial tsunami, well, you'll certainly, of course, want to get along with that the syllabus, which, of course, he explains, and you'll have written down the text of the speech, plus, I mean, a lot of government statistics and a lot of information on the various things we talk about, the carry trade, the derivative market, certainly, and how all of these things are coming together in the perfect financial storm. The dollar's falling. Gold closed at almost 7:45 today. Silver's on the way up. But these things are really not going up in value. It's just simply the value of the dollar is falling. And the value of almost certainly of so many things is going to be falling, at least as far as the dollar is concerned, as we go into a hyperinflation. And the real rate of inflation is 10 to 11%, and it's going to be 14% in just a year or two. And leaders know exactly what's going on. But do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency? And that's what the Federal Reserve System is really all about. But, of course, we can't tell the American people. They might get upset. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for our leaders, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind Peterson, and you're going to find that this woman has some fascinating information, and I'd certainly heard about her from reading an article on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And she was writing on weather modification. Now, everybody talks about how strange the weather is and how they're having so many storms and droughts. But people don't understand this is planned a long time ago. You can go back and you can read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. He wrote it back in 1970. And he's one of the major architects of everything bad going on in the world today. And in that book, and if ever you want to see the pages, we'll be glad to send it to you. It's just a footnote at the bottom of a page where he talks about how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts. Now that's 1970. We're now 37 years later. And we're seeing storms and droughts, but this is not something new, although it's really the major part of this seems to be coming together now, much more so in the last 5 years. So with that as a background, Rosalind Peterson certainly was raised on a farm. She's worked for the Department of Agriculture for many years. But I'm going to let her tell you the story. Rosalind, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today. It's a great pleasure.
Now, remember, this is an entirely different audience, so you can go ahead and repeat yourself. And this is our nationwide audience with listeners in upstate New York and in Pennsylvania and Tennessee and really all across the country. So you go right ahead.
Thank you very much. One of the things that happened to me in 2002 was that I began to note that the trees were in sharp decline here in Northern California, where I live, and also that crop production and our weather was changing, and changing at times quite radically. And having been a USDA California certified crop loss adjuster, I used to travel from county to county determining crop losses for our department. And so I became quite familiar with crops, and I was born and raised on a working farm. In Northern California, we raised apples and cherries and walnuts and grew organic gardens with tomatoes and corn and strawberries. And so I have a wide background in the area of agriculture almost my entire life. So that's when 2002 came upon me. I all of a sudden realized that there was a change, and I decided that I needed to know more about what was causing this climate change, more about what was going on that was causing our trees to either be dying from the roots up or from the tops down. And the symptoms were more unusual and widespread through a wide variety of trees and plants than ever I can remember in over 50 years of living on this land. So the change was very dramatic, occurred over a very short period of time, and also I found the changes in other states I traveled to be similar in symptoms.
All right. Well, did you comment on this to the people you were working for at all?
I made comments to the Department of Agriculture, the County Agricultural Commissioner here, made comments to the Forestry Department, and I started to begin to find that what they were telling me is it was drought or bugs. So I went through the 100-year records here in Mendocino County and found out we weren't in a drought month by month, day by day, because the records are available across the United States in every area that you live in.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson right here at Radio Liberty.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
A few other places. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Rosalind, you go right ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, what's been happening is that I went and I got a listing of the number of weather modification programs ongoing at NOAA. And what happened was, with this list, I began to understand that the scope of these programs across the western states into Texas Even states were unifying together to put more snow in the Wyoming mountains, for example, in 2005 and 2006, than ever before in recorded history. They did it.
And of course, I think it's important to know why. Why did they want the snow in the mountains there, you know, in that area?
Well, they wanted to put snow there because they wanted the snowpack to melt and supply water to Southern California.
Well, that's a very logical thing to do. So certainly Southern California needs water. You've got the snowpacks there. They probably have some financial arrangement with Los Angeles. So what's wrong with, of course, going ahead and precipitating snow there so that you can have water for the people in Los Angeles?
Because all of our crops depend on microclimates to grow. And what happens is that when you take and you modify 4,000 or 5,000 square miles and you change the weather in one location, in 2006 we found out that they put surrounding counties in Wyoming and surrounding states in drought conditions. And all of a sudden, those who would normally get this moisture and the rainfall and the snow weren't getting it because it was put in one place by these weather modification companies.
And, of course, this is what people do not understand. There are all sorts of companies that, for a price, they'll get snow for you, they get rain for you, they can prevent hail, they can do all these things, and you find a lot of these companies are listed up on the Internet. Won't they find them if they really want to find out if what you're saying is true?
Oh, yes. All they have to do is go online and either type in weather modification companies or weather modification equipment, and they'll get a staggering list of companies like Weather Modification, Inc. And what I found out is that some of these private companies can be hired by corporations, they can be hired by anyone who has money, and there's no public congressional oversight at all that I can find anywhere in my research.
But, of course, isn't the military also working this as a weapon to use against our enemies?
Yes, according to some of the documents and papers that they have written, hundreds of them, they're talking about being able to control other countries by changing their weather. And so they can threaten another company with putting them into flood conditions, or they can put them into drought conditions, so that if you don't do what we want, then we will change your weather.
And, of course, then your people will starve to death. It'll be too wet to plant the crops or too dry to harvest them. There won't be any crops. What a wonderful means of controlling large blocks of the world. So go right ahead.
So what I discovered is these multiple programs, all chemical-based, either ground-based chemicals or air-based chemicals, were all now engaged. And I discovered earlier this year that there's a bill, Senate Bill 1807, called Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007, and it's U.S. Senate Bill 1807. And what they want to do is they want to implement, this bill passes this year, in 190 days, more weather modification research, experimentation, etc. Now, the government says, well, we're going to do this for your own good, but they've already got over 66 weather modification programs ongoing right now. We don't know the synergistic effects. Not what they're doing now, and this bill have any agricultural oversight, and this is your food supply. There's no ag oversight. There's no public oversight. There's no congressional investigations going on about these weather modification companies or the private companies that are modifying your weather. So right now, today, I saw in the news that the southern states and Florida and Georgia and Alabama and a lot of states are in drought conditions, severe drought. Well, if we're modifying the weather and we're putting snowpack and rainfall in Texas with their programs, we're putting it in Wyoming, by the time that the jet stream gets across to you in the East Coast, you're going to be in a drought situation because we're taking away your climate and we're taking away the water that you would normally get. And this is theft in my book.
Well, now, what's actually happening? What's happening to the ranchers who depended upon grass for their cattle? What's happening to the people who are growing the wheat and the corn and the other products?
Well, a lot of ranchers in the Midwest are starting to go broke because they can't feed their cattle.
Why can't they feed their cattle?
Because the grass is not growing tall enough or high enough. And part of it is that we've put some of these counties into drought conditions with our weather modification programs. And also because we've introduced some atmospheric programs which promote man-made cloud cover, according to NASA. And this man-made cloud cover is stopping direct sunlight from hitting the earth. And when it does that, it stops the photosynthesis process, which all plants and trees, everything, needs this energy from the sun to grow.
And understand, what you're saying is we're having a lot more clouds in the sky today than we have in years past. And a lot of this is man's active intervention, and it's actually being created. These are artificial clouds or created clouds?
Yes.
How are they created?
Well, NASA, in some of their studies, came out, and I'm going to read you part of what they have stated, but it says that increasingly persistent contrails are trapping warmth in the global atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. Because what they're doing is these persistent contrails make man-made clouds. NASA goes on to state that any change in global cloud cover may contribute to long-term changes in Earth's climate. Contrails, especially persistent contrails, represent a human-caused increase in the Earth's cloudiness and are likely to be affecting climate and ultimately our natural resources.
When you're speaking of contrails, you're not speaking of chemtrails, you're speaking of the condensation trails that come from the jets that are constantly flying overhead. We've had jets around for a long time, and we haven't seen the increase in the cloud cover. So why are jets creating the increased cloud cover today more so than before, other than we probably have a lot more jets flying?
Well, they're producing more persistent contrails since the late 1980s than they did previously, because I believe that there was a change in jet fuel and jet engine configuration, which allowed them to, in other words, make these persistent jet contrails that persist for hours, some 16 to 20 hours.
Now, these are, of course, they actually changed the jet fuel from what, JP-4 to JP-8?
Yes, that's correct. The military made the change. And a colonel was recommended by Dianne Feinstein called me and spoke to me for about an hour about the change from jet fuel in the late 1980s from JP-4 to JP-8. So what's happening is that we are now where jets prior to that time left condensation trails, water vapor and ice crystals that dissipated relatively quickly. We're now seeing these persistent contrails that actually turn into man-made clouds. And this was this never happened in our county. I can't find recorded pictures going back all over Mendocino County prior to the late 1980s. I can't find persistent jet contrails or jets leaving anything other than maybe a thin wisp. So there was a sea change here, and this change, according to NASA, is changing our climate, and it's disrupting the photosynthesis process, whereby direct sunlight helps crops to produce and helps our trees grow strong and straight. So we're not only having weather modification from private companies in the military, where they're modifying our weather, we're also having man-made cloud cover that is also changing and disrupting microclimates.
And I thought it was very interesting, the point that you made about apples. Now, I've never lived on a farm. You know, the closest thing I ever get is driving by it. But you were saying how important it is, for instance, if you're raising apples, that you get a few days or a certain number of days of sub-zero nights that actually you need that cold to set the apples so you'll have a good crop. Would you mind exploring that idea for our listeners who are certainly not acquainted with farming like myself?
Yes. Many of our crops require, tree crops, require that we have a certain number of fruit set hours, which means the temperature drops below 32 degrees for a certain number of days during the winter months. If we don't get this drop in temperature, the fruit for the following year won't set properly, and you will have a reduced crop or a very little crop the following year. So when we warm ourselves up with man-made clouds, that NASA talks about exacerbating global warming, especially at night. We have warmer nighttime temperatures, and we start to have a lack of having enough hours to set the fruit properly where we reach freezing temperatures, because this cloud cover and persistent haze traps in heat, as explained by NASA. And when it traps in the heat, in other words, if we had a clear sky, the heat would radiate outward and away, and the temperatures would get colder and drop. But when you're covered in these persistent jet contrails, the heat, it acts like a humidity box, and it raises the heat so that you don't get the fruit set hours. So some of our ideas that we're using in our atmosphere are working against agricultural crop production.
Well, of course, are the farmers aware of this? Are the farmers concerned because they're getting smaller crops?
I think that they don't know what's happening, and I think that they're hearing the drumbeat, well, it's global warming, it's global warming. But you see, they don't see that we are, with our weather modification programs and these persistent jet contrails making man-made clouds, they don't make the connection because no one has put the story out to tell what's really going on and how we can put a stop to it.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson as we explore the weather modification and the attack on the farmers in America.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rosa was simply saying that a lot of the material is being put up in the sky, and some of it's being put up in rockets with some of the crazy experiments that NASA is doing, and they're using aluminum, barium, and strontium, and of course, after it's created the clouds and the cloud cover, it eventually comes down to Earth, and then, of course, it gets into the water supply, but even worse than that, it'll get into the roots of the trees. And, of course, what gets into the roots of the trees can't absorb water. And so we're seeing all across America, the trees are not growing in some places or even dying off, and they're not being healthy. And certainly this would not only be the commercially grown trees for wood, but is this getting into some of the fruit trees as well, Catherine, do you think?
I believe that they are. We haven't done any, the testing is extensive and takes money and time. So we haven't tested as many as we would like. We do know that we found some tree ring samples that do have barium in when we take the rings through, and the rings in the later years, more current in 2006 and 2005, are showing signs of aluminum. So the declines are at a varying degrees, but they are here. Right now, a friend of mine in Shasta County, which is up in a very rural place, has many, many acres of Douglas fir, and he's finally been able to persuade the USDA to take a look at the reason for the decline of his Doug fir. And the symptoms of the Doug fir dying are the same here in Mendocino County. They're the same in Washington State. They're the same in Nevada. They look all the same. So the symptoms are very strange, bending branches, dying from the top down. The redwoods are having a problem. They don't know why. And we think that it has to do with this change in climate.
All right, fine. Of course, part of it is the weather modification companies that are just changing the climate. And the other, of course, is these constant clouds that are being created in partly by jet fuel and then by the other bizarre experiments that are being carried out. As the government figures out how they're going to create storms and how they're going to create drought. And, of course, if you can do that, you can destroy the agricultural business. And then, of course, you can have starvation. And why would you want to, you know, learn how to do that to use in other countries? And is there any danger we could actually harm our own crops? How is the wheat crop, how is the corn crop doing in America? Is it doing pretty good this year, or do we know?
Well, the grape crop here in Mendocino County is down, even though every year more acres are planted in grapes. But the weather has been so bad that they aren't getting the harvest that they normally would. So even though we're planting more acres, our harvest is going down.
Because of the cloud cover? Because it's just not the grapes want a lot of sun, don't they?
Yes, they want a lot of sun. They like the hot weather here. And so what happens is when we didn't have hardly any clear days between January 1st and the end of April here, about five, maybe six at most, without having man-made cloud impacts. So the grass didn't grow because it doesn't get the energy from the direct sunlight. And you can't have good crop production unless you get a certain amount of direct sunlight. And so the trees don't do as well, the crops don't do as well. And they did a study out of the University of Illinois where they stated that the corn crop production in areas where there was a lot of clouds, the crop production was severely reduced. And in areas where there was direct sunlight, crop production in corn increased. And the wheat crops in some areas are not doing well. The Midwest they talked about today was in drought conditions again. But no one is looking at the weather modifications going in Wyoming and Colorado and Idaho and all of these states where they're modifying the weather. Right now as we speak, the programs start in late October, November, December, go through January. So those areas that are getting a massive amount of weather modification programs are all changing the climate of people in other counties and states who are not modifying the weather and who are depending on things being normal, which they can't be because of these programs.
And of course, this is so poorly understood. And actually, Rosalind was actually in September was invited to a United Nations conference with hundreds of people from all over the world where she was invited to speak. And we'll be telling her when we get back how you can pull down some of the articles that she's written. She's got a great deal of information. And you need to find out if this is really true. And if it's really true, why aren't you being told this by your local newspaper? Why aren't you hearing this discussed on CBS or NBC or ABC? Why isn't everybody concerned about programs that are modifying our weather and certainly leaving us open for very real problems with our crop production? And of course, we have the lowest stores of food on hand now than the last 50 years.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695. Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Sharif also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract. It's
results. To order your two-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson, and certainly Rosalind was actually invited to go to the United Nations to a large conference with 2,500 people there. She was a featured speaker. This was in September. You remember the headlines that came out after that meeting, or maybe you didn't see them. Well, I suspect you didn't see them, because this is the sort of thing that will not be covered. The people, of course, for one reason or another, don't want the American people to realize that they're experimenting with our weather, they're experimenting with our crops, they're experimenting with our lives, because, of course, so many of these things they're putting up in the atmosphere are not necessarily good for you and I. Well, before we go on, Rosalind, I would like you to get out your website, and then, of course, I would comment to our listeners. You can get Rosalind's articles. Many of them are at newswithviews.com. That's www.newswithviews.com. We certainly go there every day and look at the articles, and I came across this one. A lot of the articles there, I'll admit, I'm not interested in. A lot of them I am interested in. Some of the finest writers in the country are newswithviews.com. Certainly our good friend Dr. Cuddy is there every week. But Rosalind is there not infrequently. Go there, read her articles, and of course they're all well documented, and you can then begin following the path that she has, and realize, of course, that you and your future and your family and the very essence of our nation is under attack today. Well, Rosalind, how can people get in touch with you, get your website, get your information?
They can contact me at www.californiaskywatch.com. That's all spelled out.
That's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, right?
That's right,
okay.
Yes. And they can also contact Bridget Conroy in Arizona at ArizonaSkyWatch.com. And there's another website for Bakersfield, California, and that's BakersfieldSkyWatch.com. So there's many places that you can contact some of us. And there's NewYorkSkyWatch.com is another website. And this information is available, and at the end of my articles at newswithviews.com, you can see some of the actual links to the articles that are referenced in those articles.
All right, now, you keep talking about NOAA, because everybody's thinking about NOAA, ARC, weather, the storm, but what is this NOAA you keep referring to?
It's NOAA is a broad group of, in other words, the National Weather Service is under its jurisdiction.
So it's a government agency.
It's a government agency, that's correct. And what they do, it's the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, and it encompasses a lot of things, but it's got satellite programs, it talks about hurricanes, they do research. It's a broad-based organization. And so NOAA, it's not a bad organization, but what happens is that they don't want to talk about the man-made clouds. They can't predict the weather well, because in their models they don't put in the man-made clouds. So when they're forecasting your weather and it doesn't turn out the way they state it does, that's because they don't look at man-made clouds as having a great impact or changing your weather from morning to night. And also, NOAA doesn't talk about the man-made clouds, and they don't talk about the lack of direct sunlight and how it affects the oceans. So these are things that the government is not telling you. NASA is telling you because of their research and their studies, but no one is repeating their findings. No one is talking about it, so it doesn't get out to the public so that the public can know what's happening.
All right, and of course, I think it's important that the public does understand. Now, what is this legislation that Kay Bailey Hutchinson is trying to get to the Senate now that is going to have such a devastating effect? What is this all about, and why are you opposing it?
Well, Senate Bill 1807 is the Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007. And the purpose of the act is to develop and implement a comprehensive and coordinated national weather mitigation policy and a national cooperative federal and state program of weather mitigation research and development. Well, this sounds wonderful, except for one thing. It has no agriculture oversight, no public oversight. They don't, and so without Congress, without agriculture, they're going to start to begin to mitigate our weather for what? I mean, they aren't clear about this.
And of course, what they do is they hide behind words. They use the word mitigate. Now, originally when the legislation came out, it was modified. But they figured that you won't know what the word mitigate means, or, you know, so they just changed the word there. So the American people would not understand what they're doing. They're modifying our weather because they think they can improve on God.
Well, and mitigated for what purpose? So they talk about having, you know, funding. They talk about, you know, how they're going to fund it. They talk about a lot of different issues. But when they talk about mitigating, then you have to get past that and say, well, just what it is. So when you look at the definitions in Section 4 of the Act, and it says, well, the term research and development means analysis, exploration, experimentation. And then it goes, and then it says, and then putting all these things into the practical application for experimental and demonstration purposes, including the experimental production and testings of models, devices, equipment, material, and processes. This is our country. These are our agriculture microclimates. This is our food supply. And when you talk about putting chemicals up and experimenting on our weather, just who are you going to put into a drought condition? Who are you going to put into a flood condition? And then they don't talk about the 60 programs and the synergistic effects of the ongoing 60. And right now, I can bet money that if you took away and stopped these weather modification programs, you would start to have rainfall in these drought areas. But no one wants to talk about that. And that's my problem, and that's why I'm opposing this bill. And I hope all of you will call your congressmen and your U.S. senators and oppose this bill, because this is a disaster. And this is why we have to say no and be aware of what's happening in Congress, because you can say, well, what they do in Washington doesn't affect me, but it certainly is going to affect the price of food and your food supply, unless all of you want to buy contaminated food from China.
Now, what about, Sydney, what about hurricanes? Can they modify a hurricane? Can they steer a hurricane?
They believe that they can, and there is some evidence that they have changed the course of hurricanes in the 50s and the 60s. And they did have programs back in those days where they were modifying and trying to modify hurricanes. Now you've got private companies like Dynamat working to modify hurricanes, working with a university, and they're working with our government agencies to do that. And this chemical is highly toxic.
Well, what is the chemical they're using?
Oh gosh, you're going to ask me a question I don't have.
I'm sorry. I'll draw the question there.
No, I can look it up. I just don't have it right at my fingertips. But I can. It's poly something. I'll think of it in a second here.
Oh, right. I have the same problem, but I have to keep talking, and then hopefully my mind will focus. And I think our listeners have to realize this technology has been around for a long time.
Well, Dynamat Corporation, this is a new product.
Right.
So this one, I'm not so sure that Dynamat, this is a highly toxic absorbent.
That's the powder you were telling us about before.
That's the powder I was telling you about before. And I'm concerned because if they put this up into our skies and they do dissipate a cloud or a storm, the chemical dries up the water. It absorbs. But then when it rains and this chemical is on the ground, what's it going to do on ground level to our animals and our fish and oceans or soils, crops? We don't know. So, who's investigating and who's protecting us? That's one of my major questions here.
Well, because an example for our listeners was the MTBE that we were mandated by the federal government to put in our gasoline to cut down fuel emissions. The trouble was that nobody had ever done an experiment to see if it cut down fuel emissions. Eventually they did. It didn't do any good, but it did manage to pollute our water supplies all over the state of California. It polluted the air. And after 4 or 5 years, the government said, oh, we just made a mistake. Too bad. Some people got cancer. A lot of communities can't use their water supply. You know, the water supply, I think, of Ventura is certainly totally wiped out. Lots of areas. All because of a federal program that nobody ever bothered to find out, of course, whether it worked. But a lot of people made a lot of money on that. A lot of good friends of Senator Dole made a tremendous amount of money because he got that legislation through. And, of course, he got, I think, a couple $100,000 for the Dole Foundation. But wasn't that nice? Well, this is how the system really works. But what about the health of the people? You know, and, of course, we're talking about weather modification. We're talking about the things that they're putting up in the sky today. Is there anybody who's looking after the health of the American people? Or is it all just to see what can we accomplish with these new, wonderful new techniques?
Well, they want to, you know, scientists are getting funding, so they don't speak up about what's going on because they want to keep getting their funding, and they get hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars for these projects. So they're not going to speak up because the money that they get for research in these areas is going to dry up. And it's a multi-million dollar investment for many universities and different corporations to be able to modify our weather. By the way, the chemical name, the material data safety sheet, the chemical name for the Dynamet chemical, which was discovered by a reporter, is polyacrylamide, polyacrylamide, and that's about as much as I know about it, unless I go here and I...
No, don't bother me. I think there's so much more. All we know is that they're putting something up there, and we really don't know what it's going to do, and they can use it to modify hurricanes and other storms, but what's going to happen? Because when it comes down to Earth, what's it going to do to the plants? What's it going to do to the insects? What's it going to do to the animals? We're finding, of course, increasingly our bees are disappearing, and of course, a lot of the crops are increasingly having problems in America. We have the lowest level of food storage of wheat that we've had since going back to the 1970s.
Yes. And I don't think it'll change until we start to take a look at what we're doing to our microclimates here.
And one of the things you mentioned before is that America has traditionally been a major exporter of food. I mean, we've been the, sort of the breadbasket of the Soviet Union and other countries throughout the world, but what's been happening recently to our exported food?
Well, we're having so much disruption. In crop production for one reason or another, and I think it's due to these programs, but 3 years ago and before, we were a net exporter of food. Now we are a net importer of food. So we're beginning to have to purchase, in other words, food from China, from India, from other countries now, because we're producing less. Well, this turn of events is not good because of the safety of the food. These other countries don't have the same chemical standards to protect us as we have. So what's happening is that as our climate is shifting and changing dramatically, we're having to depend on other countries for our food supply. And this is not a good position to be in at the moment, considering we only inspect, I think, less than 20%, and that's high, I think, than of everything that comes into this country.
And right now they're having real problems in Australia because they've had a massive drought there. They're having real problems with the wheat crop in Africa because of some sort of a rust that they're having there.
Well, if you cover us over with man-made clouds that raise humidity, you have an increase in mold, mildew, fungus. Even the flu virus can spread more easily in that kind of atmosphere. And so then you start to get, pumpkins are having problems in some parts of the country. It's unheard of. But I think that with the rise in humidity and less direct sunlight, we are more subject to these molds, which are horrible in some parts of the country now, that never saw them before.
One of the things you pointed out is that there's been a resurgence of rickets. Rickets? I mean, in America? Come on now. I mean, we used to have that when we had the kids work in the coal mines, but you have to have a lot of sunlight for children so they don't get rickets. So what's this about, a resurgence of rickets?
Yes, the University of California at Berkeley, the CDC, and also Kaiser Permanente Foundation have discovered and are researching right now the rise in rickets. And one of the things they talk about is increasing cloud cover. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you look up, you're going to see more man-made clouds than ever before, and your children are not going to get the direct sunlight.
And, of course, that's why you call your organization SkyWatch. SkyWatch.
Yes, it is.
SkyWatch California. Is that .org or .com?
That's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
All right, fine. And do you have any articles up there where people can go and start getting the information and find out if it's really true?
Yes, we have documents online. We'll be happy to talk to anyone who calls. We're very good at responding to emails and letters, and we'll send you the documents about the weather modification programs, or you can find the links on my articles at newswithviews.com. So I'm hoping...
Go right ahead.
Yes, newswithviews.com. I'm going to write, coming up, my next article will be on this weather modification bill and why we should oppose it immediately, because there's no public or agricultural oversight, no congressional oversight, and your state produces crops. And if we want to increase our food supply and keep our trees healthy, we need to say no to these artificial programs.
Well, have we been cutting back on our orchards here in California? At one time, we were one of the largest producers of, of fruits in the entire nation.
Yes, because the trees aren't as healthy, they're beginning to cut them down because they're producing less crops and they're less profitable. So they're trying to put in, I think we're going to turn into a wine-drinking country totally because more grapes are going in than any other crop. But now that they're starting to have difficulties because they're not getting enough direct sunlight. So, and you know what? Martinelli's apple juice from our neck of the woods, Northern California, is the only apple juice where all of the apples and everything you drink is from the United States. I don't know what happened to Washington apples, but they're certainly bringing in all the other juices are now coming in from other countries like China. So that's another issue. In other words, if China is going to produce all the apples and all the apple juice, we're in real trouble here in this country because they're going to pull up more apples in this country because there won't be anybody to purchase the apples.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest has been Rosalind Peterson. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Could it really be true? Could it be that you're not getting the truth through other sources?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients.
most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our program with Rosalind Peterson. I hope you'll get her material. It is at newswithviews.com. And if you can look on the far left, you'll see her name there, and then you can pull up the various articles she's written. Now, let me point out that we've done other programs on this. We have a book called Weather Modification by a good friend, Jerry Smith. We have certainly Bob Fletcher's material, and I believe he has a DVD or a video on modification. We have a four-tape set on HAARP. We have two four-tape sets on chemtrails. I know that we didn't talk about that today. I have no question at all that at least some of these clouds are man-made from spraying in the atmosphere. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. The United States signed a contract in the late 70s with other countries promising never to use weather a modification as a tool, as a means of warfare, and yet it is being used as a means of warfare against the American people. Actually, these techniques were used in Vietnam during the 1960s and 1970s along the Ho Chi Minh Trail to create monsoons there so that the roads have become impassable. They've known how to do this for a long period of time. And then anybody who talks about chemtrails and this sort of thing immediately is demonized and accused of being sort of a nut, the sort of person who believes in black helicopters and the sort of person who believes that, you know, that we're not told the truth about the Kennedy assassination. And instead of dealing with the issue, they always attack the messenger, because if you don't like the message, you want to silence the messenger. That's what they do. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a real problem. This is simply one of the many problems we talk about, but if you'd like to get the book on weather modification, if you'd like to get a copy of my interviews with Rosalind Peterson, and we actually have two now, we have a four-tape set on HAARP, or four-CD set, two four-CD or tape sets on chemtrails, and then we have the material put out by Bob Fletcher, and you can just get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. If you're not late in your supply of emergency food and you'd like more information, you'd like a catalog, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then I do need to remind you, we are having an all-day conference here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 28th of October, which is a Sunday, but we're doing it on Sunday because we had so many people who couldn't come on Saturday. And I think you'll find it fascinating. The doors will open at 7:30. We'll go to 5 or 5:30. We will be serving lunch. So you're going to have to, of course, have a reservation. And if you'd like to come and, of course, bring your friends, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we're going to have people from across the country. I hope we're going to have a real good turnout. Things look like everything's coming together, although you always worry when you're putting on a big meeting like this. But this is a lovely area to come to if you're coming from outside the area. And, of course, if you live here, why, of course, you know what a beautiful spot it is here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Well, again, of course, we hope that many of you will want to understand what motivates these people on the other side. What motivates people like Zygmunt Brzezinski? Incidentally, back in 1970, as I mentioned, the earlier part of the program that some of you didn't hear, back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski was one of the masterminds of everything bad going on today. Zygmunt Brzezinski organized the tryout for commission for David Rockefeller, and, of course, was responsible when he was head of the National Security Council for precipitating the Afghan War in 1980, for toppling the Shah in 1979. And it was that same year that the longtime CIA asset Saddam Hussein came to power in Iraq. Certainly most of the bad things going on today can be attributed to Zygmunt Brzezinski. And in 1970, in his book entitled Between Two Ages, he talked about the ability one day to be able to control droughts and create storms.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis, 2 to 4 p.m., right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monoatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce...